In this excerpt of interview, we'll be hearing from Vince Leone and also Peter Field, who are a part of the Extreme Tour. But first, we return to Ted Bruin, who opens up by explaining to us, giving us some insight into how we can show love to somebody for those who don't trust those words.
How do you show somebody love? I think the first thing you have to do is express to them value and worth. For me, in the doctor's office, realizing that God had saved my life gave me an understanding that I was worth something to God. He saved me. So if I go and throw a party, what am I celebrating? I'm celebrating the people I threw the party for. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they have great, tremendous, immeasurable worth. They were fearfully and wonderfully made in the very image and likeness of God.
That's exactly how the story in the Bible, the prodigal son, ends, isn't it? The father throws a party. We'll come back to that. I'm going to come over to you, Vince Leone, because you're a part of this party, the celebration that's being taken around the world, aren't you? Just tell us about your journey. How long have you been on board, and, you know, what do you bring to the Extreme Tour?
Well, it's been a few years, and at first I didn't know quite what I was going to bring. I was just one of those artists that I saw that there was a tour. Someone actually sent me an email. I applied, and the rest is history. I met Ted, and he talked about me coming on board with the tour. I did. He didn't realize I was going to be going to places like the UK.
That's true.
And India. Yeah. We're going over there too.
Did he say he didn't know I was going to be coming to places like the UK because Ted's having to pay? Thinking that's a lot of money out of our budget.
No.
We really, at this point, when I first met Vince, we were primarily something in the United States. We were throwing parties in over 100 cities each year all over the United States. Just a bunch of people coming together, showing up, sometimes for a couple dozen, sometimes for a couple hundred, sometimes for a couple thousand people, throwing these big parties and demonstrating the love of God. And it had been going very well in the United States. We had been invited to other countries, but had been afraid to take that step. Vince applied to be a part of the American tour. And God used Vince to give us the hope and faith to reach out beyond the United States. And at that point, Canada, we were a little bit in Canada. We had just started to dabble in Japan, but we really had not been anywhere else. And Vince came along. Vince, talk about how you challenged me to go to India and the UK.
It's kind of started over hot chicken.
It's Nashville-style hot chicken.
Nashville,
look it up. Google
best.
It.
Google it. Really the best. And we had a meeting with a gentleman by the name of Robin Reese, who's on Christian Broadcasting. And we all sat over hot chicken. God used hot chicken. And we talked about the idea of possibly bringing the Extreme Tour over to the UK. First year, I came, I met some people, nothing happened. Second year, we started doing a little bit of something. This last year, I think, was the best that we had so far. And right now, we see some unlimited potential of what God wants to do for the United Kingdom. So I'm excited about it.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, I was a part of it last year, and we actually have Peter Field with us as well. Hi, Pete. Yes, yeah, swing Hello. The mic over. Yeah. Swing it over.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Yeah, so you've been part of it as well. You know, tell us about what you're doing, Pete.
I do Christian punk rock. I'm in a Christian punk band called Peter 118. I was contacted by Vince via Facebook, and the band ended up joining the tour. We played in Wales, Nottingham and Stoke-on-Trent, and it was a really good experience. So we played one show at Swanbank Church, and after the set, a young lad came up to us and said that during one of the songs, depression lifted off him.
Fantastic.
And that was really good. That's a testimony.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's good to be part of the Extreme Tour.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about, isn't it?